This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with global trade. Not ours exactly, but very definitely related. We learned this morning that China's trade surplus, that is, the difference between what the world's second largest economy buys from overseas and what it sells to the rest of the world, topped $1.2 trillion last year. That is a 20% year-on-year increase. A lot, needless to say. And it happened in the face of President Trump's tariffs. Chinese exports to pretty much every place in the world were up except here. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that has implications for China, and it has implications for us.
China's trade boom matters to U.S. businesses and consumers, says Jennifer Lee, senior economist at Bank of Montreal.
I think everyone should be always concerned about China.
Lee says China is so dominant in producing everything from consumer goods to rare earth minerals that its costs of labor and production set the bar against which other countries, including the U.S., have to compete. But now, with tariffs boosting the cost of Chinese imports, consumers are facing more price inflation, says Gary Huffbauer at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The things they will notice are all the stuff in Target or Walmart. Furniture, clothing, electronics, a lot of that stuff comes from China. Prices are now somewhat higher than they would otherwise be.
Also, Huffbauer says U.S. factories are hurting because of the decline in trade with China.
A lot of imports from China are intermediate goods, which go into producing manufactured goods. The firms can't get them, and they're more expensive.
And as a result,
manufacturing employment is actually down in the U.S. this year.
U.S. agriculture is suffering, too, from the decline in exports due to China's trade retaliation.
It's very painful for farmers, especially soybean. China just doesn't buy from the U.S. It buys from Brazil or other countries.
Another reason all of this matters to the U.S. is that China is our biggest competitor in global markets. And here, China appears to be winning, selling more to Africa, South America, Asia, the Middle East. And its biggest companies now dominate in the technologies electrifying the planet, says Bank of Montreal's Jennifer Lee.
They're still way ahead of everybody else in terms of production of anything clean energy related.
Plus, China isn't competing so much on its low cost of production anymore, says Columbia Business School climate economist Gernot Wagner.
China is no longer the cheapest for labor. China is the place for advanced manufacturing. Robotics is certainly something China dominates these days.
Wagner says that used to be the U.S. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.